Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
All right, let's spin you around the league out of week 13 with our fastest 16 minutes. We will start you off in the NFC North. Go back to Thanksgiving Thursday. The Packers got a much-needed win over the Lions, 31-24. The game really didn't feel this close. Green Bay led by 10 points going into the fourth quarter. And Detroit Lions, while they were competitive for the most part, just didn't feel like they were in this thing for much of the game. Jordan Love throws for 4 touchdowns on 234 yards. Josh Jacobs returned, ran for 83 yards for Green Bay. Micah Parsons had 2.5 sacks and 8 tackles in a dominant effort, one of the highest pressure totals in a single game in the NFL over the last couple of years. Christian Watson has come back healthy, finally the speedy receiver for Green Bay. He went for 80 yards and this touchdown, a 51-yard strike for him in this game.
Love, looked up, going deep. Christian Watson down there.
Kevin Burkhardt, Tom Brady on Fox working on the holiday. The Packers are 8-3-1. They are currently a playoff team. They are a half game back of the Chicago Bears, and they are ahead of the Lions, who currently are in third place and on the outside looking in the NFC postseason picture.
Two big notes from this one. Dontavian Wicks had the game of the season for him. 6 receptions, 94 yards, 2 touchdowns for Green Bay.
How about the catch he made to win the game, losing his cleat before he went up the ladder?
That was pretty good, if you like that sort
crazy.
Of thing. Yeah. Amon Ross St. Brown injured very early in this one for Detroit and hasn't practiced either Monday or Tuesday. They got a quick turnaround, remember. They got to play Dallas on Thursday this week. They were just a playmaker away, like in this one, it looked like. So Green Bay was able to load up on Jahmyr Gibbs, didn't have any of those home runs, 68 yards on the ground despite only 20 carries. They got the ball to Jameson Williams, went 144 yards and a touchdown, and this one a couple explosives in his own right. But when they don't have all their weapons, all of a sudden they look way more human. You took Amon-Ra St. Brown away and you shoved it on Gibbs, they were willing to let other people beat them, and they couldn't. Green Bay won.
They're without Sam Laporta. As you mentioned, St. Brown's not playing in this game this week against Dallas. Their O-line is banged up as well. They're putting a lot on Jared Goff's plate right now to be great. And he's going to need to ball out against Dallas if they've got any chance to beat the Cowboys. All right, let's go to Dallas and to the Cowboys, who are going to be hosting a second straight Thursday game. The Chiefs went to Dallas on Thanksgiving and lost despite 4 passing touchdowns from Patrick Mahomes. Dak Prescott threw a pair of touchdowns. In this game, CeeDee Lamb goes for 112 on 7 catches. George Pickens, another huge game. 13 targets, 6 grabs, 88 yards. The Cowboys had 457 yards of offense, 7 yards per play. Dallas is the best offense in the NFL right now.
Different situations that come up to make it a 7-point lead. Prescott, second and third options. He's looking, has to release it, and it's caught! It's Pickens! Who got him most of the way there?
Chiefs fall to 6-6. They've got to win out. They don't have a single tie-breaking metric that looks good for them in the wild card. So they're going to have to go 11-6 to get in, which means 5 straight wins. They've got a huge one coming up against the Houston Texans this week. The Texans are the first team out. The Chiefs are the third team out. Basically an elimination game, certainly for Kansas City, on Sunday against Houston.
This wasn't a fluke either. Kansas City was hanging around, going to do the Kansas City thing where they just kind of stole one at the end, but they were the second-best team here in throughout this game. Dallas outgained them, outconverted on third down, outpossessed them, outrushed them, outthrew them, forced more turnovers. They only punted one time in this game. They were the better team, and they played really, really well. And Kansas City, frankly, just doesn't have enough horses. They are in trouble, as you said. They're on life support. They're not dead because they have the unkillable monster that is Pat Mahomes and that combo of he and Andy Reid. But my goodness, you just keep waiting around for them to figure it out, and they haven't yet.
The Chicago Bears on Black Friday beat up and just bullied the Philadelphia Eagles in Philly at the Link. 24-15 final for Chicago. Now 9-3. The Bears have won 7 straight games. They are 6-2 in the conference. They are the number one team right now in the NFC, and nobody schemes up a running game like Ben Johnson. They ran for 281 yards.
Ben Johnson alert. Ben Johnson alert.
7th round pick Kyle Manungai went for 130 in a touchdown. DeAndre Swift went for 125 in a touchdown. Caleb Williams was missing throws left and right. I mean, this guy leaves a lot on the field. But 154, a touchdown, and a pick was enough for them to go 24-15 winners at the Link. Cole Kmet, the recipient of Williams' lone touchdown.
Approaching the 5-minute mark, 2nd down and 8. Williams rolling, throwing, open, making the grab, touchdown, Cole Kmet into the end zone.
That was a good ball. Mike, Al Michaels on the call on NBC there.
You go, Al Michaels, a little bit of excitement happened. I saw it. Good for you, buddy. Good for you. You said it, though. 255 yards on the ground between Manungai and Swift. That's the story. That's the beginning, the middle, and the end. The running lanes they were going through, those cutback lanes, the entire backside of Philly's defense, this group were used to, frankly, shoving it on people and pushing them around, was they were cleaned out. These lanes were unbelievable. You, me, Darius, Ryan, Toby, Jeff Walker, J.P. Finley, anybody who works here, especially Brian Mitchell, should be a Hall of Fame running back, could have gained yards running behind that offensive line. That was a dominating, bulldozing, road-grading performance for Chicago, who you have to take off the caveats now. There's no more asterisk with them. They're good. They weren't good when they were winning games earlier than a negative point differential, right, where they're sort of playing around and they're sort of lucky with some turnovers that weren't really sustainable and an offense that was up and down. You now have to get rid of that stuff. They are good.
You see Ben Johnson ripping his shirt off post-game, too, getting all the fans in Chicago hot dogs.
I did see them.
Team jumping around.
Ben Johnson alert.
Not bad for a non-leader of men. The boys are believing. All right, let's keep it moving. We will tackle the Panthers and the Rams. Carolina, a 31-28 winner. Here was your shocker of the weekend, Danny Ruye. Carolina, 7-6. I'm going to stop betting on Panthers games. I'm just telling you now. And I may
just steer clear.
Have another Panthers game in against the spread confidence points picks. They are schizophrenic. Lost to the Bills, beat the Packers. Lost to the Saints, beat the Falcons. Lost to the Niners, beat the Rams. Every other boy, girl, you just never know what's going to show up. Bryce Young was great. 206, 3 touchdowns, efficient, 15 of 20 passing. This time it was not Rico Dowdle who'd been there, bell cow. It was Chuba Hubbard who ran for 83 yards. Dowdle ran for 58. Those two guys combined for 35 carries, by the way. Matt Stafford was picked off twice, also lost a fumble. Carolina had a defensive touchdown in this game. They beat the best team in the NFL.
Four-man rush. Stafford gets brought down. That ball came out. Derek Brown the hit. And DJ won him the ball.
Adam Amin with an excellent call on Fox. Who's got a better resume of wins than Carolina? They've beaten the Rams,
yeah,
the Packers, the Cowboys. They've blown out the Falcons by 30 points. Like, they have some really, really good wins on their resume.
They certainly do. They are a pain in the butt to play against, I'll say that. But it felt like as you're watching this game, okay, yeah, the Rams had a bad moment. Oh, yeah, another bad moment. Okay, that was a fumble. But they're going to win this game, right? 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 And Carolina kept making play after play after play. That fourth down touchdown was a game changer from Young. I think that one was to either Coker or McMillan. I can't remember which. I'm getting them confused. But Chuba Hubbard had a nice little catch and scamper. They are good, this Carolina Panthers team. Sometimes. Other times, I have no idea who's going to show up. I know this. That's a blip game for the Rams. I still have them as excellent, but they're not invincible. I think they show that. That's the worst game they've played in a long time, and they still had a great chance to win it.
They lose the one seed for now because of that loss. Carolina still outside looking in. In fact, they are 10th in a field where only 7 get into the playoffs. They're going to have to keep stringing wins together if they plan on making the postseason. All right, let's go Dateline Cleveland here. 49ers, Browns, start number two for Shedeur Sanders. First home start. He was okay. Threw for a $149, touchdown, no picks. For the most part, gave them a chance. But you know, they just didn't move the ball enough, didn't have enough going. They managed all of 8 points and went 3 for 11 on third down. That was the real issue. When they got into obvious passing downs, just wasn't going to work against San Francisco's defense. Brock Purdy throws a touchdown. Christian McCaffrey runs for a touchdown. George Kittle goes 4 for 67 to leave San Francisco. Juwan Jennings catches Purdy's touchdown pass. San Francisco, despite all their injuries, who's done a better job handling that kind of adversity this year than Shanahan's Niners? They are 9-4.
It's a goal to go right now from the 7. Purdy to the end zone. Caught for the touchdown. Grabbed by Juwan Jennings.
That's Kevin Harlan's music on CBS.
A player for Cleveland we should keep an eye on. M. Garrett. I think it's Miles Garrett. Had another sack in this game. He is already knocking on the door of the top 30 all time in NFL history in sacks. He's that great. He's a half sack behind Simeon Rice. By the time this year ends, he could be in the top 25 in the history of this game with years ahead of him.
Simeon Rice was a great player.
People sleep.
I think of him with Tampa Bay. He was awesome. The Texans beat the Colts. They are back in the hunt very squarely in the AFC South. They needed this win. 7-5 Houston now. Hard charging. The first team out in the playoff picture as they get ready to play the Chiefs. For Houston, that's 4 straight wins and 5 of 6. Their winning streak, including victories over Jacksonville, Tennessee, and now more recently, the last 2 weeks, how about these wins? Buffalo and Indianapolis in the AFC. They have the hottest defense in football. They're just shoving it on clubs at this point. The Colts had just 281 yards. Jonathan Taylor was held in check, 4 yards per carry. For the Texans, C.J. Stroud came back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Had an interception, no touchdowns, threw for 276. Nico Collins is just a beast. 5 for 98 for him. He ran for a touchdown in this game.
Shotgun for Stroud. Fake it and then give it to Collins. Looking to turn it upfield. He will for the touchdown.
Ha-ha! Ha-ha! That's the Birdman. Ian Eagle on the call.
Remember those Jets teams that went to the AFC title game a couple years in a row where Rex Ryan was eating snacks? Remember them? That's what this Houston team is kind of morphing into. That's not what you wanted to be. That's not what they thought they were going to be before the year.
Stroud's Mark Sanchez?
Yeah, he's more.
That's not a comp you want anymore.
He's not. He's not. Well, especially now. But he's not the Stroud they thought they were getting. I think early in the season, they were like, he's going to be prolific for true. You watch. We'll sling it down the field. He'll throw that old pill around. Nico Collins goes for a grand. We'll run the ball. We'll be exciting. They're not. They are ground and pound. They are Woody Marks and a cloud of dust and a nasty, mean, angry defense that is shoving it on people right now. And they are winning gross games. They're not going to blow anybody out. I don't know if they have that unless, you know, get a defensive touchdown or something like that. But they're winning a lot of 2016 kind of games as they've turned their season around. Their losses are not bad. That is a frisky pain in the butt club.
Jets improve to 3-9. They get a home win over the Falcons 27-24. Nick Folk made a 56-yard field goal at the horn to beat Atlanta. Tyrod Taylor got the start in this game. He was mostly ineffective, but 172 in a score in a win. Adonai Mitchell had 8 catches for 102 yards and a touchdown, a big 52-yard strike. The Falcons just write books every week on how to lose games.
They put clinics.
They gave up a touchdown on a muffed punt inside their own 5-yard line. They gave up a 90-yard kick return to lead to another short field. Kirk Cousins got the call, goes for 234 and a score without turning the ball over. Kyle Pitts' bounce back effort, terrible with 3 drops last week, 7 for 82 for Kyle Pitts in this game. He's going to be a free agent at year's end. And Bijan Robinson's just the man. 23 for 142 and a tutty on the ground. Goes for 51 as a receiver. Basically 200 all-purpose and a loss. Nick Folk's game winner from 56 never got like 8 feet off the ground. It was the weirdest kick ever, and it went in bottom left corner.
From the right hash, from 56 yards out, his career long is 58. And Folk's kick is good!
Kenny Albert making me feel 13 years old again on the call.
Is that a Redskins preseason game or a Jets game? Same record as Washington, by the way. The Jets now 3-9 did themselves a lot of damage in terms of finding their quarterback
That's
in the future.
Crazy, by the way.
Yeah. 3-9.
Wow.
A couple of 3-9 teams
going at
it.
The Commanders have the same record as the Jets.
The same as the Jets.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
6th pick in the draft, and they're one game out of being second with some tie-breaking help. Think about that.
I'm thinking about it. I'm thinking about it already.
Like, we're talking worst team in the league, not named the Titans status.
Yeah, Titans are going for that number one pick. I mean, they are going hard for it.
Good for them.
Yeah.
The Cardinals were in Tampa Bay. The Bucs survive a scare, win 20-17, despite a late touchdown pass from Jacoby Brissett to Trey McBride, capping a 73-yard fourth quarter drive to make it a close game with 5 minutes to go. The Bucs hold on to win. Baker Mayfield just shy of 200 yards and a touchdown. Bucks still playing without Mike Evans, but did get Chris Godwin going, 3 for 78, as he's back in the lineup. Trey McBride is just a fantasy stalwart. Volume PPR maven, 9 target, 8 catch, 82-yard game and a touchdown. Jacoby Brissett slinging the pill. 300 yards and 2 tutties for Jacoby. Watch him work. Bucks were just better, and Bucky Irving was finally back, 17 for 61 on the ground.
On 2nd and 5, it's Bucky Irving. Got a block. Towards the goal line. In for a Tampa Bay touchdown.
Bucks are 7-5. Cardinals are 3-9. Tampa Bay's going to win the NFC South probably. I mentioned Carolina being on the outside looking in the playoff picture. Well, wild card is actually less likely. Where they need to start really focusing their attention is on the division. I mean, in the NFC South
half
right
game
now,
back.
They are one half game back, and at 7-6, they still control their own destiny. They play Tampa 2 more times. So with 2 games, that division is very much up for grabs.
Tampa just trying to tread water, I think, until they get all their weapons back. Getting Chris Godwin back was massive. Hopefully Evans is able to return for them and they can be themselves again. But they just kind of didn't have the horses for a month as they were just getting beat up. I still think they're the best team in that division. When I've seen them at their best, they've been pretty damn good. Carolina, though, is right there on their heels, and if they're not careful, they could absolutely take over that division.
Jags all over the Titans, 25-3, a rare clean sheet for Trevor Lawrence, who went for 229 in a pair through the air. Jaguars couldn't really run the ball in this game, but didn't need to. Jacoby Myers, 90 yards and a touchdown, acquired at the trade deadline. And Brenton Strange, the big tight end, back in the end zone.
Here in Nashville. Lawrence from the gun, protected, throws towards the end zone, wide open, Strange, touchdown.
Spiro Dita's on the call on CBS. Now let's keep it moving. Back to the NFC and to the Seahawks hosting the Vikings. Can I hear more about Max Brosmer, please?
Yeah.
I mean, how many people last week were telling you, they've unearthed this gem, wait till you see this guy? I got people on Twitter like pinning tweets, you heard it here first. The world's not ready. You guys don't know what's about to happen. Well, no, I didn't.
You're right, I guess.
I did not expect 4 interceptions and a shutout for the first time since 07 for that Minnesota offense. Here's how bad it was. They can't wait to get J.J. McCarthy back out there this week. I mean, think about that.
He rolls. He's pressured. He's in trouble. Heaves it up. Oh, no. Ernest Jones. House call. Take it all the way. A game-changing play from Ernest Jones.
Did you hear the Paul Allen call on
pick 6?
Dad, you got to find it. We should play it later. He's just so crestfallen. He's like, he threw it to no one. He threw the ball up at no one. It's returned for a touchdown. this guy sucks. Get him off the field. I'm joking. He doesn't really say that, but that's what he's thinking.
That's in his mind, yeah.
But he's literally just so angry. I love Paul Allen.
The only thing that could stop Jackson Smith and Jigba and the train that was inevitable for 2,000 receiving yards, maybe a record in the offensive player of the year, was a garbage Minnesota team turning it over a million times. He wasn't needed. They just handed it off and they just waited for Minnesota to give it back to them after a few minutes. Only had 23 yards, two catches for 23 in the game. It's a bummer, honestly, that Minnesota wasn't more competitive. We would have seen a lot more of 11.
26 to nothing for the Seahawks. Here we go.
It's fourth and one. Snap. Rosner rolls out to the right. He's in trouble. He's going to throw the ball up and it's picked off. Awful decision by Max Rosner. And this is going to be a defensive touchdown for the Seattle Seahawks. It's Ernest Jones, the fourth, with the first touchdown of his career. And Seattle has taken a 9-0 lead.
I just love Paul Allen. That was a bad blooper. You got to set that highlight to the... He's like falling down, throws it with the wrong hand. Very Wentzian, essentially. The Chargers beat the Raiders. Kind of an uninteresting game. Don't need to go too deep into this one, but it was kind of just death by paper cut for the Raiders. Chargers were better, 31-14. Justin Herbert's got broken bones in his hand. He's going to try to play through. He threw for a couple of touchdowns. This was a closer game than the score indicated, but in the end, they just kind of bled them out.
Yeah, my only note was that broken hand, and he's going to try to play through it, so we'll see if he's able to do so.
Trey Lance came in through the final pass of the game. Kamani Vidal's good.
Yeah.
The running back that has gotten a shot because their starter is
Omarion Hampton.
Vidal ran for 126 on 25 carries. He's just a workhorse. Touchdown in this game, and old friend Jarrett Patterson had 50-plus yards and a touchdown.
That Jarrett Patterson, by the way.
The same one?
Yep.
The one you're thinking of. Finally, Bills, Steelers, Christian Bedford with a scoop and score for Buffalo. Pittsburgh is broken, just like the bones in Aaron Rodgers' hands. 26-7, Buffalo all over the Steelers. It was a close game, 7-3 at the half, and then the Bills just poured it on.
Rushing in that first half, he's talking about. 9 carries, 33 yards. Rodgers surrounded by Bosa, and the ball comes out, and Benford has it, and the Bills have a scoop and score to start the second half.
How about the 8-4 Buffalo Bills? By the way, now they're snorting.
Now somebody's singing.
Is this over the air, just in my ears? For a little while, I was just checking their.
He's like, going one.
Levels.
Yes.
Yep. We hear you.
So whatever you're doing, don't do that anymore.
Whoever you are very much on the air.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.